Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, looks like, hopefully, spring is just about ready to spring.
Yeah.
And no time like beginning to sort of dip into some nice whites. A couple that we've recently come across from beautiful France.
That's right. Three of these wines from the Loire Valley, and all the wines we're going to talk today are very seafood friendly.
Uh-huh.
So if you're looking for something like something to go with your Maryland oysters or your Maryland seafood, this is the stop to make. Let's start with Famille Duvau, a white Saumur. This is a red wine.
It's a red wine area usually, normally. Yeah.
But here's a wine that's made from Chenin Blanc, and it's only $18. And I just like this wine an awful lot. It had a strong nose featuring biscuits and peach compote. On the palate, the wine is actually bone dry, but it has these nice acids that really support the fruit in this wine. And the fruit is austere, but you get the sensation of fullness.
Yeah, there's a fleshiness there that
I
found really appealing.
So it's somewhat paradoxical, but really, really nice. It's a very versatile wine, but I would love to see this with oysters. Nice Maryland oyster, oyster stew or something like that. It would be really perfect. From Chinon, another red wine appellation, comes a Domaine Gourons, La Croix-Boisier. And this is a $32 bottle. It's a little bit more expensive, but this is something to, you know, really enjoy. Again, 100% Chenin Blanc, very similar to Vouvray in that it's nicely off-dry, but also showing good acidity, minerality, and a nice round texture.
I found this wine to be almost, this is probably the wrong word, it's a little cleaner than a Vouvray.
Vouvray can get some earthiness to it.
Right.
I agree, and this didn't have that, so
no.
that's an interesting observation.
I enjoyed it. I really did.
I did, too. The overall flavor impression were lemon and honey and minerality, and the texture was full and round, a touch of sweetness to the wine, which makes me think of scallops or crab meat.
That'd be really good combinations right there.
Puy Fumé is one of the kind of outliers when it comes to Sauvignon Blanc, in that it doesn't have the sharp acidity that you might find in Sancerre, but it does have nice roundness and nice, gentle fruit.
I love the aromatics on a Puy Fumé.
Yeah, I do, too. This one is from Cédric Bardin, his Puy Fumé from 2016. Quite dry, but it does feature a lot of citrus, a lot of green pears, and light spice on the nose with bosque pears, lemon zest, and minerals and a touch of grassiness. But instead of being tart, it's round. And that's really wonderful. I would serve this wine with a nice, flaky, firm white fish.
I think it'd be beautiful.
I think it'd be great. Now, I'm probably going to have a nice big party this spring, a nice dinner party. And if I wanted to really do something nice for my guests, I might serve a white Burgundy.
Oh, mightn't you?
Yes. You and Jan are going to be invited.
That's awesome.
And here's one that I think you could put a lot of faith in. It's Domaine Vincent Bouzereau Meursault. Les Narvaux is the vineyard that it comes from. Just flat-out opulent wine, very hedonistic. The nose is soft, floral, and pretty with scents of roses and what I call like broken twigs, you know. There's just a smell, a woody smell that you get with that.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of talcum powder, perhaps some Meyer lemon on the nose. And on the palate, the wine is soft, round, and creamy, which you expect from Meursault. The acid may be just a touch low, but there is so much fruit. Tons of yellow pear, lime peel, minerals. I would not hesitate to have this with lobster.
Absolutely.
It would be a really, really fantastic
wine.
I'll
hold you to it.
Okay. So we're going to put all of these on the website so you can check them out. Bookmark the website and you can have some fun looking these wines up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.